We're in Simon Tov Samach Zayin Sif Hey. The Mechaber says, "Dagan Shebim Bechuber Shenis Yabesh L'Gamri Ve'Enu Tzarech Li'Yinika." If you have grain that is attached and is dried out completely, so that it doesn't need any more nutrients, B'Keman D'Manach B'Chad Adami, it's like it's already in a barrel. U'Mekabel Chima Tzim Yardol L'Gesham. And if rain falls on it, then it can become chametz, even though it's still attached to the ground. The Chayei Adam writes that therefore. This is why we're makbid on Shmir Mishas Ksira, because sometimes if you leave it b'mechuber for too long, because they don't have an opportunity to cut it, it's going to dry out, and then it can become chametz, like we see over here. But those that are makbid on Shmir Mishas Ksira only cut from those grains that are a little bit wet, moist, and haven't been dried out completely, so you don't have that concern. Even when we say if it rains on it that it could become chametz, it means a lot of rain. Sivav chitim shenimtzu bahem mevukaos. If we find some chitim amongst a pile that are somewhat open, osan she'en mevukaos mutar. Those that are not open are still mutar. Mivnei shadavar matzay shabashas keshamim milyonim nishagada shetachtiso mischametz misbakeya. Ve'ermayim nomis isol klal. Because this happens sometimes that when it rains very hard, the top and the bottom might become chametz by opening up, but the middle ones won't. Siv Zayin, Yisrael Sheish Lo Boros Maleim Chitim, a Jew who has a pit full of wheat, Dechoshe Shemayesh B'Karkayis HaBor B'Kiros of Chitim, and he's afraid that there might be some moisture on the bottom or on the side. He's afraid that there might be some chitim on the sides or on the bottom of the pit that are muvukam, that are opened up Milachas HaBor, because of the moisture of the pit va'aretz, or the ground. It's enough for him to just say that he's being mevatel it. He doesn't have to go find to see if there is any or anything like that, and it's going to be good enough. The Mishnah Berurah says, because it's the same thing as chametz shenof alav mapolis that we learned about, chametz which boulders fell on that you don't have to go in to check, you could just be mevatel it. And furthermore, it's a sfek sveka. Sfek, maybe it didn't become chametz, and even if it did become chametz, maybe it's become disgusting from being on the bottom of this huge pile. Sivches, dvash shel einu yehudi eimachzikim bo iser v'ochlim oso b'pesach. Honey that belongs to a non-Jew, that was made by a non-Jew, we don't assume that it's prohibited and you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. However, the Rama says, "Mihu yesh machmirin." There are some who are machmir. V'aminag b'medinos elu shelo la'achol dvash. Our minag is not to eat the honey. Rak oso shemavim b'chaveyos minak veris, unless it's brought in barrels directly from the honeycomb. She'osin mimenu mashke shekorin med, and we even make honey juice from it. Useinim yaveshim v'anavim yaveshim shekorin rosini gedolim oktanim. These dried out fruits. It depends on the minhag ha'makom. Yesh machmir and shalola achlan, v'yesh mekilim. Some are machmir not to eat any dried fruits on Pesach, and some are mekil. Ulekach nagu b'mdinos eilu lahachmir shalola achol shum peros yaveshim. Imlo sheyadu shenis yabshu kederech she'in lachosh lachametz. And therefore, in the Ramaz areas, they are machmir not to eat any dried fruits whatsoever unless they knew that they were dried in such a way that it would not become chametz. What's the chashash by honey? The chashash by honey is that sometimes they used to put flour on their honey. So the Machaber says that we don't need to be concerned, but the Rama says it depends where you are. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that everybody needs to check what the minhag ha'makom is, because there are some places where they put actual flour on the honey and some places where they don't. So you just need to make sure that you know what goes on in your area. The dried fruits, the Mishnah Berurah says the concern is that they also put some flour when they're drying it out, and that would be a concern also. And again, it's tali in the minhag ha'makom, so you just have to know what the minhag is in your area. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that they are noeg heter to make a mashke on Pesach from dried fruits, that you're allowed to soak the dried fruits in water until the taste goes into the water, even on Pesach. Because since it's only chashash ba'ama, we're not machmir that much to say that you wouldn't be allowed to have the liquids. Nowadays, when we have hashgachas, so these things aren't as much of a concern. You just have to know what hashgacha you follow, and then you're good.